Right, okay. I'd like to now introduce you to our brand new game. We've played this before. It's just like Russian roulette, only not quite as dangerous. It's called Meal or No Meal! Basically, what happens, I had to eat dog food 3 times recently because they tricked me. We have 4 tins of food with labels taken off. We're playing a special Dundee edition. In the tins, I can tell you we have chicken korma. Ooh. Also, we have beef in a lovely sauce. Smells a bit like dog food. We've got some macaroni cheese. Cold, obviously. You'd be used to that being students. And chicken and liver cat food. One of my favourites. I'd like to point out that cat food is in no way dangerous to humans. But I wouldn't actually advise eating it at home tonight. Right, all the tins are numbered, and the contestants will tell us which number of which tin they want, okay? Then they will eat a spoon of the food from the tin they have chosen. They are blindfolded by the hands of their friends who are stood behind them. If you choose the cat food, you lose. However, if you're the winner, I will sort you out with tickets to tomorrow night's 7-hour dance party at London Nightclub, and also the closing party, which is going to be wicked, with Trevor Nelson on Sunday night, okay? That's what's up for grabs here, guys. And now my glorious, lovely assistant, Laura, from Laura's Diary.
Hello.
Laura, let's meet the contestants.
Thank you, Scott. Okay, first of all, we have...
Mark.
We have Mark, and his lovely assistant who's going to be covering his eyes is...
Catherine.
So that's Mark and Catherine, and then we have, sitting down, actually going to eat whatever's in the tin...
Nick.
And then Nick's blindfold is...
Ryan.
Okay, so if you can blindfold your partner's eyes now, please.
Now, anybody that... I know they're your friends, but anybody that seems to be... moving their fingers like so your friend can see what's in the tin will immediately be disqualified. Okay? Oh, that hurts. Ow. Okay. Right, we're now bringing the first tin on Meal or No Meal on Radio 1. A special live Dundee edition.
The number between 1 and 4.
Okay, please, Laura, could you get the contestants to pick a number, the first person to pick a number between 1 and 4?
Okay, Mark, pick a number between 1 and 4.
Number 1.
He's saying number 1, okay. Number 1 tin is now being fetched. Remember, it has no label on it, so we don't know what's in it until we've opened it. It might be the chicken and liver cat food. Mm-mm, delicious. Here it comes. Good luck, Mark. How you feeling, Mark?
Scott, I'll swear, so I'm not going to say anything.
Okay, don't. Oh, God.
Yum, yum.
What is it?
I have no idea.
That's the curry, Scott.
It's the curry, he's safe. Okay, next contestant.
Okay, you ready?
3.
Okay, Nick has picked number 3. What's it going to be? Tin number 3. Remember, if it's the cat food, you lose.
We're just opening the tin.
Also, listeners to Radio 1, I'd like to tell you that the klaxon will go off sometime between now and 5:45 when you hear the klaxon ring on... No, actually, text 81199 and you can win tickets. Go. Nick, what is it?
Beef?
It's the beef! He's safe! Good work, Nick. Okay, the pressure is now on you, Mark. Okay.
Okay, Mark, I need you to pick another tin.
Oh, no.
2 or 4?
It's a big decision for you.
Number 4.
He's picked tin number 4.
Oh, no, not number 4. No, you don't want to do that.
Just okay. Opening the tin.
Dog food.
Open wide.
What is it?
I have no idea.
That's the macaroni cheese,
it's
Scott.
It's the macaroni cheese.
Right.
We're going to spoon feed the cat food to Nick anyway. Bring it on, Nick. Go on. Go. Yes. Gross. He is savouring every last morsel. How was that
it's
for
yummy.
You? Is
it? He swallowed it all.
Gross. Well done, Mark. You've got tickets for the closing party and also for the Dutch party tomorrow night.